As the protest group marched along Apopka Vineland Road in Orlando, Florida, bullhorns blared chants of "We're taking Magic Kingdom back for the Kingdom of God" and the chants were met with a mixed reception from the cars passing by. Let Us Worship and Hold the Line founder Sean Foyt led the way to the intended protest location, the entrance to the most magical place on earth, Disney World. Despite being stopped from setting up the stage on the intended corner and having to quickly find a backup location for the worship rally, a crowd of grandparents, parents, and kids holding signs stating that Disney opposes parental rights had already gathered at Mickey Mouse's Gateway sign. They burst into cheers as Foyt and his team made their way to the landmark and led the group in protest chants and prayers. Foyt greeted the crowd that grew to a few hundred throughout the Monday evening protest and rallied them up by leading the Boycott Disney chant. From his bullhorn, he told the crowd that if this were the 80s or 90s, he recalled the past events of the Hold the Lines campaign against the entertainment conglomerate, explaining that Disney's leaked video exposed their woke agenda. He declared that Disney is intentionally trying to groom children with their anti-biblical ideology. Disney's public opposition to the Florida Parental Rights Bill kicked off this boycott campaign, started by Foyt at their Burbank, California headquarters, followed by another protest at Disneyland, and now across the country to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Foyt called out that we need a bold and courageous church in America that's not afraid to call out wickedness. The crowd cheered when Foyt announced the recent news that Disney has lost $72 billion in their stock value.
$72 billion in lost stock value. Come on, give a shout. You go woke,
Go broke.
But here's the thing, can we all lift our hands and on the count of three begin to pray for the Church of Orlando?
The group prayed for God to move at Disney and for the Church of Orlando. They declared that
there would be no more just, here's the thing, we're not called as Christians to manage the enemy. Our battle's not against flesh and blood, it's powers and principalities. But we can't manage the enemy. We're called to destroy the enemy. Destroy the works of the enemy. So come on, just begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. God, fill the Church of Orlando, Florida with a boldness and a courage. Come on, somebody. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those in authority. God, we pray that the church would rise up across this
Foyt region. And his team marched the crowd back to the location where the stage was prepared for the rally in an empty parking lot visible from the main road.
Hopefully you guys are with me. But it's against powers and principalities. Our battle is not against corporations. It's against demons in the corporations that are trying to release perversion over a generation. This is nothing new. The enemy's been doing this for thousands of years. It just so happens that how he's doing it today looks like Mickey Mouse. Okay? But the thing is that when the church gathers like this, the Bible is when we gather together and we worship and pray, and this is why the COVID lockdowns were such in line with the enemy's plan, because he wanted the church to shut up. He wanted the church to be fearful and to be inside their homes with a mask on watching a live stream. He didn't want this, because there's power in this. There's authority in this. And so we're here asking God.
He was joined by Todd White of Lifestyle Christianity, who commented that...
Actually, I was at the Send yesterday over at Arrowhead Stadium. Went home last night, came home late, got up early this morning, flew in here just to be a part of this, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. It should be near and dear to every Christian's heart. We should really want to guard and protect the reality of our kids' souls. And really, this is not okay.
Amen. It's definitely not okay. So you're exhausted from the Send and all the things that you've been doing. You come here, and what is it that you're trying to accomplish here? Like, what does this rally do?
This rally is to raise awareness that this is not okay, that the church is silent. I mean, there's so many issues that we've been silent on. And honestly, I believe that the church has negotiated her faith, not the whole church, but a whole majority has negotiated their faith on an altar of cultural relevance. And this is not relevant to culture. This culture is twisted and demonic, and the church is a completely different kingdom culture. And we can't afford to go and sway over this just to make people happy. It's not possible. We're not going out that way. We're going to rise up. We're going to be the church and demolish this thing through the Spirit.
Amen. And what are you seeing now that is encouraging you? What gives us hope?
It gives me hope to see Christians that would normally be silent be vocal. I mean, my whole heart cry with our ministry is called Lifestyle Christianity, is to raise the awareness of who we are as Christians, as children of the living God, walk in sonship, walk in being a daughter of the King, and boldly represent Him everywhere you go, and make sure that you're vocal about your faith, you're not silent about your faith. Because silent faith isn't faith at all.
Pastor James Levesque from Clearwater, Florida, who helped organize the rally, was excited to take a stand for our kids.
It's almost kind of like a let us worship and a hold the line together, you know, to kind of take stand for our kids. You know, of course, of all the recent things that are happening with Disney, Sean just feels this burden to go across America and stand for truth.
Levesque explained that this isn't time to just have unity. It's time to take a stand. He said that,
you know, years ago, you could send your kids to private schools. Now there's like a demon spirit at work behind these things, you know. Years ago, you wouldn't really need to jump much into politics, but now you really see the demonic realm rise up. And unfortunately, a lot of churches stay quiet, you know.
Right,
we
right.
saw it in COVID, right? It was almost like a failed fire drill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like it really showed you where you are. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians don't take a stand. Look, we were talking to somebody tonight, and he's like, you know, we just need unity. We just need unity. And I'm like, we're like, that's not where we're at right now. We can't even get the church to agree on killing babies.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how far off we've been.
Right.
Like, if we can't even agree on abortion, like being wrong, 100% murder, then how are we going to have just unity? And so somebody's got to take a stand. It's like, I think a sifting's taking place right now, right?
From Amen.
The,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
God's like separating things.
Y este territorio siempre te servirá en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Gracias, Jesus. Thank you so much.
My name is Adianis Morales, and I'm a local pastor here in Kissimmee, Florida.
You told me earlier that you are actually more than just a pastor. You're doing something else to help serve the community.
Yes, we've been serving the community for 5 years, and my husband and I are both local pastors, but I was also the Latinos for Trump director here in Central Florida. And in doing that, what we did for 2.5 years, we were going to churches teaching believers how to vote according to biblical values. I'm running as a candidate for District 9, which has all of Osceola County, part of Orlando, and a little bit of Polk County. My passion, my big hope in representing City 9 is primarily that we have to mobilize the church. We have 50 million believers in Florida that are not registered to vote. We have 25 that don't vote in primaries. So if we get those 35 alone, we should not have the problems that we're having. But there's a total of 90 million Americans that don't vote in primaries. And that is the problem. If we don't mobilize, if we don't pray, if we don't think and we don't act, nothing is going to happen. That's why we're living nowadays what we're living. Because we believers, the ones that are assigned to take dominion and do what we were commanded to do in Genesis 1:26, That's the problem. We're not doing it. So we're not mobilizing, and they are taking over because we are not doing our assignment.
And you and your husband were asked to pray in Spanish over the crowd here at, for this this event where a couple hundred people gathered today. And on a Monday evening, which is amazing to get this big of a crowd on a Monday evening. And so I just wanted to hear from you what that meant to be able to share that prayer. And what is your prayer for this?
It meant the world to me because this is my territory. So I am taking dominion of it. And I was just declaring that any strongholds that have come this way that do not belong in my territory, it has to leave. And we are in front of Disney. Disney has changed so much. I am part also of the curriculum advisory team in Osceola County. And every 2 weeks, I go to the school board. And one of the reasons that the kids in Osceola County were not mandated to wear the mask, it was because we were going there with the Father Children Design and our group. And we fought and we fought and we fought. The school board, actually, the superintendent was chosen as one of the few in United States by the Biden administration to make sure that the curriculums that they're having, they're implemented. So we've been fighting against that, and we're doing pretty good so far. It encourages me because I see the church coming out of the walls, the church rising, the church getting sweaty, walking, bracketing. It is our voice. This is our land. So we need to represent who we are. So if we don't do it here on earth, why are we going to wait to be in heaven? Everything is perfect there. We need to make everything perfect here. And in order to fulfill our assignment, we need to do what we need to do. And it's our voice, it's our assignment, as I said.
In between the worship sets, different speakers took the stage to lead the crowd and share how they are standing against the secular culture. One of the groups represented was Moms for America.
My name is Shar Fenton. I'm with Florida Moms for America here in Polk City, Port County.
Tell us about why you're here and why this is so important.
I am here because I'm a mama bear. My babies are grown. However, when my grandbabies come, I want the next generation to have what I had. I mean, I want them to be able to, you know, play in the streets like we did as kids, and I don't see that right now, and I'm gonna do everything in my power with all the moms out there. I'm gonna fire up the moms, and I'm going to get us involved, and whether it's with politics, whether it's with rallies, and that's what I'm doing right now. We are raising up the next generation, and we're also teaching moms the Constitution and teaching them how to be everyday citizens and do their civic duties.
That's awesome. And so for you, what is seeing this group of people together to protest what Disney's been doing and just worshiping Jesus here? Tell us about what this means to you.
So for me specifically, I'm a woman of faith, and there, God is number one. He is number one, and if we do not have God first, everything else will fall in line. And that's why we're here, because all these folks understand, all the moms and all these individuals understand how important it is that we protect our children. And that's why we need to make sure that Disney does not continue to groom our children, whether that means boycotting, whether that means, you know, we're gonna hit them where it hurts, and that's in their pockets.
Coming against our kids. Lord, we pray that you'd raise up the mama bear.
Rebecca Ricks, Florida Moms for America.
And you're wearing an awesome shirt that says, Beware the Mama Bear.
Yes.
Can you tell me what being a mama bear means to you?
To me, it means protecting our children no matter what. When you feel that and you feel like your children are threatened, nothing will go out and protect your children like a mama will. No matter what it is. You think something's going to hurt them, you're going to run out there like a crazy person and take care of it.
Whenever you see an event like this and you see people coming on a Monday afternoon, evening, just to come and rally together, stand in front of the Disney sign. What does this mean to you? What are you feeling here?
It gives me pride that I live in America where we can do this. It gives me hope, because if you listen to the mainstream media, you feel like we're the only ones. No one else cares. It gives me faith that there's other people out there like me, who I'm not alone. I'm here to help other people. Other people are there to do it with us. And that as a mom, sometimes we isolate ourselves, but we're all in this together, that we're here together to join together as a community.
Alicia Dahmer, and her family traveled from Kentucky to join the protest.
We're from Kentucky. I felt the Lord calling me to come, so we came for this rally. My husband, I said, let's just go for a long weekend and stay for the rally and go back Monday. And he said, it looks so much fun. Let's bring the kids. So instead of leaving them with grandma, we're taking a family vacation here.
That's amazing. So what is the big reason that you have come to be a part of this rally?
Well, I've followed Sean for about 2 years, and I've seen all the things he's doing all over the world and all over the United States, and I think it's wonderful. But I wanted to join them in California, and tickets to California were, like, ridiculously expensive. We found a ticket to Orlando for, like, $100, so I was like, we're going. So Disney's crossed a line. They have just decided we're going to try to sexualize children. Children are innocent. Let children be innocent. Like, when I see some of these new movies come out, it's demonic. There's witchcraft in them, and I'm just like, what is going on there? Like, if that's the line in the sand they're going to cross, saying we're going to sexualize your children, then I'm just going to say we no longer support you. We have canceled our Disney Plus. We came here for this protest, and we're having a great vacation, but I just, you know, children are innocent. They need to stay innocent. Like, why are they trying to take that from them? I don't understand. But anyway, my other sign says, what the devil wants from you is your voice. The Lord spoke to me at the beginning of the pandemic and said, the devil wants your voice. He wants you quiet. He wants you silent. And as Christians, like he was saying, rise up. It is time for us to rise up and be the body of Christ. This isn't for everybody. This is for God's remnant. We're a fiery bunch.
Amen. Amen. And your daughter's sign says,
let us be innocent.
And just tell us about that.
Well, it's just this pervert. They're trying to push this agenda that all those leaked videos. We saw all those leaked videos saying we're going to push our not at all gay agenda. And we're going to try to sexualize children. And then they went into a war with Ron DeSantis saying, okay, this is the line in the sand you're going to cross, not sexualizing children. Are you kidding me? I was like, I don't understand who is running the show over there. They have taken a far turn. I'm in love with Disney Classic. I have a lot of friends that are like, I can't boycott Disney. I love Disney. I love Disney too. I'm a parent. That's why I'm here. Because what are they doing? They need to know they have crossed a line that they cannot come back from, and that's okay. They will no longer have any of our money. We will not spend one penny on Disney while we were here. We're here 10 days, and we're not going to spend one penny, one nickel, one dime on Disney parks.
So what have you been doing instead of that?
We have a resort with 7 pools and a water park feature and 4 mini golf courses. We're just fine. We're just fine.
Social media influencers known as
Patriot Sisters
were encouraged to see that the crowd wasn't made up of just parents and grandparents.
Why did you come out here today for the Hold the Line event?
Well, first of all, we've noticed, I'm 23.
I'm 21.
So we have noticed specifically our generation has been bombarded, indoctrinated, whatever you want to call it. And so we have been calling for our followers and just uniting together physically in person. But we're being desensitized as a culture, and it's time that we have to rise up,
stand tall,
and fight back for truth. Because if you don't do it today, then
you'll never do it.
And you have nothing to stand for tomorrow. So,
yeah. So what encourages you by seeing this crowd come out today?
Honestly, I'm excited. The fact that we have this many people showing up on a Monday? On a Monday evening, this many people showing up is unreal, especially when it comes to Disney. I mean, Disney is a huge international corporation, and we're all rallying together, standing together as one against a corporation that has just absolutely gone bonkers.
What about you? What encourages you about this?
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, Disney is engulfed by Orlando. Disney engulfs Orlando. You cannot get away from it. But it also encourages that there's all ages here. It's not just the parents. It's not just the grandparents. It's not just the 20-something-year-olds, but it's the kids. They're all saying, hey, we're not willing to sacrifice our morals and the truth for comfortability anymore.
So right now at the Hold the Line event in the parking lot of Manny's original Chop House, there has been an altar call, and people have gone forward to repent and give their lives to Jesus. You can hear that in the background. We are right on the main road here, the popular Vineland Road. People are getting free. People are getting free from perversion. We're expecting God to do some amazing things in their lives. Hands are raised all over the parking lot. as people are responding to the Holy Spirit moving.
Recording artist and worship leader Eddie James commented about the spiritual importance of worship in public at the outdoor event, saying that,
"I think the biggest thing for me is I believe the parents have been given by God the responsibility to train up children in the way they should go. Having seen the danger of children without parents, fatherlessness, and the pain they go through, to now have systems that block parents from speaking into the lives of their children and helping to raise them according to the values that they hold dear, I think is problematic. My heart breaks for the children of this generation. There's so much coming against them. But I understand that the enemy, if it can start young, if it can start them at a child, then he can set them on a dark journey for the rest of their life. And that is why the enemy is so adamant about coming after our kids. So for me, this means so much because I value my mother and my father, and I know what it's like to not have my father, you know, and so many times needing that voice in my life, and how you just go directions that you weren't created to go in if you don't have that guidance in front of you. So I'm fighting for that. This meant a lot to me because I'm fighting to see families be what God wants them to be.
Yeah. Now, we're on Apopka Vineland Road here in Orlando, just a few hundred yards away from the entrance to Disney World. And we had a group of a couple hundred people here worshiping. Can you just talk about the spiritual importance of worshiping in a place like this?
One of the things that I think that worship does is for people who are not, they don't serve our God and are part of our faith, they see joy, they see a manifestation of the presence of God. They may not understand what all it means, but they begin to sense that there's something tangible, something real, something very authentic about what's happening among us. And the scripture makes it so evident that when we are bold about Jesus, that it causes people who sat in darkness to see a great light. You know, that they are able to see, wow, what do they have? I want what they have. And so I think it's important that we as people of faith worship in the outdoors, you know, to be bold, not arrogant, you know, not prideful, you know, be humble but yet bold, you know, be passionate while keeping it pure and keeping it genuine. You know, we're not trying to rub it in anyone's face, but we are trying to say there's a better way. His name is Jesus. And to worship him and allow him to be seen even among those who may not know him.
Now, you've been traveling and doing a lot of these events with Sean Foyt. Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing around the country? What is the spiritual climate from those events?
Oh, my. To see the Lord move upon people's lives in the outdoors. I've seen people come in. You know, obviously there's a lot of Christians that gather because we have, you know, like faith. But I've seen people come who just saw it, heard the noise, came in, got radically free from addiction, got radically free from suicide or depression or anxiety. I've seen scars of people cutting themselves, completely removed from their bodies. We've seen limbs grow. We've seen ears come open. And the greatest miracle is just seeing hundreds of people come to Jesus, hundreds of people saying yes to God. There is truly a desperation in our culture for Jesus. And the more we get out and share him, I believe the more harvest we will see. Going across the nation with Sean Foyt and seeing that firsthand has really changed my life. Like it for 2021 and even in this year, 2022, it's been a game changer for me. You know, it's one thing to see people come to an altar in a church building, but it's another thing to see people come towards a stage outdoors and just say, I want Jesus, and just cry and weep and get healed and get just completely transformed. It's incredible. It's incredible. So.
Foyt announced to the crowd that he was leaving Orlando to head directly to Washington, D.C. for his next rally on the Washington Mall and the steps of the Supreme Court as the fight for life, biblical morals, and religious freedoms heat up. Pray for more believers to stand up, speak up, and hold the line. This is John Matarazzo from Charisma News. God bless you.